You've tuned into The Timeless. This is DJ Frederick with Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music and the dusty dials of radio from the past century of recorded sound.
Thank you.
And that was a tune called All Day Long by Kenny Burrell. Kind of a sleepy tune for a tune called All Day Long, but great, great song, great album. It was released on the Prestige label back in 1957, and it featured Kenny Burrell on guitar, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Frank Foster on tenor sax, Arthur Taylor on drums, and Doug Watkins on double bass. In case you missed it, you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. This is WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm celebrating 18 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. And, oh, let me count them, 42 years, going on 43 years on the airwaves overall. So you never know what you're going to hear. I play a lot of folk, jazz, independent rock, indie pop, obscure music, 78s, 45s, 33s, 8-track tapes, reel-to-reels, compact discs, and even MP3s. And way back in the day, I was even playing wax cylinders. So go figure. We'll be back with more tunes. Actually, I'll be back with some music by Pat Martino right after this.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Scandinavian cinema has earned a place in our hearts. Its flow is different, and by comparison, its humor is off-kilter. But here, difference is an enhancement. The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared, yes, that really is the title, is an entertaining antidote to what ails you. Alan has lived a long and lucky life, lucky that he has survived his misadventures, and long as he now finds himself 100 years old. Confined to a nursing home for blowing up his neighborhood with a six-pack of dynamite, Alan is bored, so he escapes. At the train station, he ends up with a money-filled suitcase and a criminal on his tail, and so begins a new madcap adventure. But as we find out, Alan's life has been one adventure after another. Told through flashbacks, this hilariously Swedish version of a Forrest Gump tale takes us back to when Alan was a child. His love of explosions sets his course, and many a bad guy meets his maker as Alan drinks and explodes his way through life, affecting history along the way. Many will die, but the world, it survives as Alan ambles along. The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared, not in theaters, discovery through rental. Film lovers will enjoy visiting indiefilmminute.com, finding great film discovery in the archives, and challenging thought in our blog.
Okay, this is DJ Frederick back with you at the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have missed any of the 395 episodes of the Radio Thrift Shop, they are all archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And just do a search for Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to listen to Pat Martino from his album Baina. The Clear Evidence, a psychedelic excursion through the magical mysteries of the Quran. And this features Pat Martino on guitar, Bobby Rose on second guitar, Gregory Herbert on alto sax and flutes, Richard Davis on bass, Charlie Purslip on drums, Reggie Ferguson on tabla, and tambura. We're going to hear the title track, Baina. Thank you.
How reliable is your memory, especially when it may stand in the way of something you want? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We are saying that people in general, in order to achieve whatever end they're trying to achieve, can distort their memories even when evidence is right there in front of their face to the contrary.
Frank May is an assistant professor in the marketing department in the Pamplin College of Business at Virginia Tech. He conducted a number of tests to study the memories of people who think of themselves as impulsive.
For example, in one study, we gave them a couple of candies. Then we let about 30 minutes pass. Then we asked them, either when they had a temptation in front of them or not, how long ago did you have those candies? Was it a short time ago or a long time ago? So those who are impulsive, when they have candies in front of them to eat, they say, oh, it's been forever, a long time ago.
Anything an impulsive person can do to reboot his memory?
If you know you're kind of impulsive, you would do well by keeping perhaps a diary of things you've done in the past. You can keep a food diary. And when you go to eat that piece of cheesecake, you can look at the food diary and see, oh, I just had a cheesecake 2 days ago. Or, oh, yesterday I had a burger and fries. It hasn't been so long. Perhaps I shouldn't have this cheesecake. Our research also finds that people distort perceptions of good things they've done. So if you're thinking, oh, should I go to the gym? Impulsive people will say, I was just at the gym a little while ago. Again, you can keep a track of the good things you're doing as well. For example, going to the gym or lifting weights or running or whatnot. Then, if you're faced with a choice, huh, should I sleep a little later today or should I get up and work out? Look at your little diary. You would realize it hasn't been that often you have been working out. You might distort your memories. This can kind of correct them. This tells me that memory is highly subjective. So memory can mean, you know, a million different things to a million different people in a million different contexts.
We'll hear more about memory and impulse in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WCFILP 96.1 FM. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another cool extended jazz piece. That was the Cal Jada Stan Getz Sextet with Ginza Samba. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we explore the magical world of radio and the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Now, if you've listened to the Radio Thrift Shop at all in the past, you know that I'm passionate about shortwave listening and shortwave broadcasting. So I have a little bit of shortwave radio news for you. VORW Radio International has been expanding in Asia and North America. That's the Voice of Report Week, VORW. They've added a new weekly transmission to Japan and East Asia, as well as an additional frequency to North America. Each broadcast features a mixture of commentary and listener-requested music, and they play a variety of music from classical to classic country, from rock to smooth jazz, and you'll hear it all. Now, they are transmitting on Thursdays from 12 o'clock UTC on 9.875 kilohertz, on Thursdays at 2000 UTC on 11580 kilohertz, which is WRMI broadcasting to Europe. Friday at 0 o'clock UTC on 9395 and 7490 kilohertz, and that's to North America. That's very cool. That there are more listening options on shortwave. So we're going to hear just a little bit of the beginning of a broadcast from VORW Radio International.
This is the voice of the Report of the Week, signing on. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone listening. This is VORW Radio International, the voice of the Report of the Week, signing on for another broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is now Thursday, the 6th of April, 2017, and we can be heard on the frequencies of 9875 kHz, 11580 kHz, 7490 kHz, and 9395 kHz, targeting various parts of the world, including North America, Asia, and Europe. If you're listening to this broadcast via shortwave, I wish you good reception conditions. Correspondence and QSL reports may be sent to vorwinfo@gmail.com. We can also be heard on SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, the TuneIn Radio app, and also on the wbcq.com MP3 stream. If you're tuned in via any of those means as well, I hope you've been enjoying this program, or I hope you will enjoy the program, should I say. Maybe you've been enjoying the last few seconds of it. If you've been listening to this program regularly, you know what it is, but if you're listening for the first time, VORW Radio International is a light entertainment program which features a mixture of my talk and commentary, often at the beginning of the program, and it is followed by a session of music consisting totally of listener-requested tunes. So you'll hear a wide variety of music in this program from all ages, all genres, and all shapes and sizes, really. And it is you, the listener, that controls this program. You want to hear a song played? All you need to do is send me an email at vorwinfo@gmail.com, and you'll hear that song played. We have a good variety of music coming up in this program, so I hope you'll stay tuned for that.
Well, there's a shortwave broadcaster after my own heart. VORW Radio.
Exploring Science in the Sea. If you look at a map of Australia, it looks like a giant has taken a bite out of its southern flank. A gentle indentation curves across almost the entire continent. And coincidentally enough, it's known as the Great Australian Bight. In this case, though, bight is spelled B-I-G-H-T. The name comes from a nautical term for a curved section of rope or string. Similar bights are found around the world, including the Atlantic and Pacific coasts of the United States. A bight is defined as a long, shallow bend or indentation in the coastline. It's not as dramatic as a bay, so it often doesn't look like a special feature, just the gentle curve of the coastline itself. There are two major bights in the United States. One is the Southern California Bight. It stretches from well north of Los Angeles down past San Diego, about 400 miles in all. It's home to almost 500 species of fish, plus hundreds of species of mammals, shellfish, seabirds, and other creatures. On the East Coast, there's the New York Bight. It stretches from the New Jersey coast to the western tip of Long Island. Its bottom is shallow, so it acts as a sort of funnel for storm-driven water, bringing major storm surges. The biggest bight in the world is the one in Australia. Like the one in California, it's home to an amazing diversity of marine life, including right whales, sea lions, and great white sharks. In fact, much of the bight is a marine reserve, protecting the bight out of the Australian coastline. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
So much the waves could tell.
Well, from 1974, that was a group called Air and a song called The Sea. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Hope you've enjoyed the eclectic mix. Doing radio old school. Just a man and a microphone. Turntable and a tape deck. So remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your soul free.